Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain's High Court dealt a blow to backers of Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit, by ruling Thursday the government must consult Parliament before starting the disengagement. Proponents of the decision say they will appeal. Former Conservative leader Ian Duncan Smith is not happy with a court decision.
If Parliament passes an act that gives to the British people the right to make a decision, which happened by an overwhelming majority in the House of Commons, does Parliament then have the right to kind of overturn that decision if they wish? And that's what really is at the bottom of this.
Ian Duncan Smith. The International Organization for Migration reports at least 240 migrants, most from West Africa, have died or disappeared in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. Lisa Schlein has more.
The International Organization for Migration says most of the migrants already had died by the time rescuers arrived. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri tells VOA about 12 bodies have been fished out of the sea and more are likely to be recovered as the rescue effort continues.
The fact that we are already talking of over 4,200 dead, when the whole of last year we're talking of 3,700, is of huge concern.
Viriri says smugglers are apparently persuading the migrants to make the treacherous journey by telling them now might be their last chance to leave North Africa. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Iraqi troops moved cautiously Thursday through a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul. The soldiers were wary of booby traps as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants. Islamic State fighters in Mosul are being urged to fight to the death by Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. He is their leader. This is VOA News.